Have introduced better solutions that target criminals and protect access to certain cold and allergy medicines that families like mine depend on. Punishing criminals, not families. Shouldn't we give that a chance?
Learn more at StopMethNotMeds.com. Paid for by the Consumer Healthcare Products Association.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy, photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Step on stage and take your best shot for your piece of $30,000 in royal free play at Casino Queen. It's the CQ Punch-Out. Casino Queen is giving you the opportunity to punch your way to big prizes on Friday, March 30th. Two winners will be selected every 15 minutes from 5 to 11 p.m. Earn entries beginning March 1st, and then punch out for big prizes on March 30th, only at
Casino Queen.
See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Protect your engine like never before with Shell nitrogen-enriched gasolines. Now with 20% more cleaning agents. No other gasoline protects better.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And the happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk boom in the shade.
Well, you see the emails that I got. I want to know a funny talking man could come back on.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Who emailed you?
Oh, hang on.
He said a bunch.
Hang on. No, I said you should see him.
Oh.
Damn, woman. I just gave you sweet loving 5 minutes ago. You trying to kill me?
No. Usually you say you should see them. Yeah, you think of a lot. I guess you got a lot.
I didn't get any.
Oh, you didn't get any.
I didn't get any requests for Funny Talking Man to come back.
Gold dust at my feet.
Surprised.
Yeah, I can't believe
that. He's really funny. He's not just funny talking. He's funny.
Yes.
He's hilarious. What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Thank you. Thank you so much.
That was awesome.
Yeah. More than anybody else in the room, Dan will know what I'm talking about when I say the names Pinkert and Bowden. And I don't know that you can tell anything about anybody from their music that they have on their iPod or their CD collection or whatever it is. Some people claim that, well, you know, if you take a good look at their collection, you can tell that they're diverse and eclectic and blah, blah, blah. I don't think you can tell anything.
I've never had an iPod.
Really?
Well, I have one built in
or
my phone.
Player?
Yeah, I mean, I've always had a phone that can hold MP3s. I just don't listen
I've
to
had
music.
I've had two MP3 players, an iPod, and but I don't use the iPod now because I have an iPod in my phone. But I'm looking through my songs, and I don't know what anybody might, you know, I think they know I'm not going to have any hip hop or rap in there.
Right.
I have no Metallica. I don't have any White Stripes. I'm not into that stuff. I don't have any of that Journey, Styx, AC/DC, that classic rock. I don't have much of that. Very little. A couple, but not many. But I do have some weird stuff, and I thought what I would do, because these guys, this Pinkerton Bowden, it's a couple of hayseed, country, hillbilly parody artists. They're like Weird Al times two for country music.
Rodney Carrington, maybe.
Rodney Carrington will be close.
I'm a modern day one.
You know who he is.
Yeah, I've heard some of it. Some of his songs are very funny. What's the one? letter from my penis. I think is the name of it.
I don't even know that one.
Ah,
I don't know.
Yes.
Tina sounds like she wants to read that.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'll play
Pinkerton
it.
And Bowden are great musicians.
Oh my
too.
Goodness,
They're
they
tremendous.
Are. And a couple times over the years, when I was in country music, they came in the studio and they plugged their their keyboard in and their guitar, and these guys are hysterical. I'm going to play you now. Some of what they do is the Clapton cocaine. They did a version. I think I'll play it first. They did a version when the price of propane gas went insane. And a few, several years ago, propane became very expensive. So they did a song called Propane. And I'm telling you, it's hysterical. When it starts, you think you're listening to the other song. Here we go. Let's do this. See if this will work here. I hope it does. I don't hear anything.
So it's kind of like Weird Al, except...
Well, that and do you have Butt Scootin' Boogie
hear,
on
hold,
your...
You know what? I mute it. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
No, I don't have... It's not Butt Scootin'.
What is it?
They did... All right, for those who don't know, Brooks and Dunn had a song called Boot Scoot Boogie. Boot Scoot and Boogie.
Mm-hmm.
These guys did what they...
That's great.
What they
call
the gay
one.
Version of it, called the poop shoot boogie.
I thought they did one about a dog too, doing the butt scoot.
Well, they
boogie.
May have, but I know they had the poop shoot boogie. And here now is their propane song. It's not very long. It's just they're so goofy that this is the kind of stuff. Some of the stuff I have. I have other stuff. Look, I have stuff to surprise you. I got a couple of classical pieces on there. I'm not
well rounded.
Just a complete hick. But here are Pinkard and Bowden. Keep in mind, it's propane, as in the gas. Particular reason for this. Because I wanted to, that's all.
When your cousin, she's hot, but your fingers are not propane. It's so high, it's so high, it's so high. Propane.
I think they just go into this incredible
instrumental. Yeah.
Yeah, that you wouldn't expect to hear from them. Now, all right, let me shut this one down. Let me go. This is one. It's not a parody on a song, but it's making fun of how politically correct everybody has to be, and especially this ridiculous sexual harassment stuff. When it gets to the point of being ridiculous, certainly there is sexual harassment, but it got out of control a few years ago. So they did a song called Sexual Harasser. Here it is, if I can make this go. Let's see.
Never ever compliment the way she does her hair. Never say you like the kind of dresses that she wears. For God's sakes, never drive her home or ask her for a date. Never say she's looking good, even if she's losing weight. Leave the office door open and your mind on the files. And if someone tells a dirty joke, don't even crack a smile. Tell Janelle and personnel, never hire a woman with breasts. And if she accidentally does, better start clearing out your desk. Sexual harasser, you're the scum of the earth. You should have been aborted at birth. You're worse than a Boston Strangler, you're a human disgrace. Cause you use off-color humor in the workplace.
Use off-color humor in the workplace.
Don't you know by now that women all worship their careers? They like them better than you like what's inside their brassiere.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she probably try to pick up girls in the unemployment line. All sexual harasser, you're the scum of the earth. You should have been aborted at birth.
That's right.
You're worse than old Ted Bundy. You're a human disgrace.
Sure are.
Cause you used off-colored humor in the workplace.
We don't do that here.
No.
Never
use off-colored
humor in the workplace.
Yeah, Pinkard Bowden. Yeah,
we'd be on the air.
Would you like to hear the Rodney Carrington song? I found that. Have you ever? You've never heard this one?
I've never heard it. But what, I just want to comment on the song real quickly. It makes me, when I hear that song, even more proud to work in a place where we don't do that.
Right.
Oh, yeah. We don't tell jokes that are off-color.
No.
And we don't do any sexist remarks.
Talk about women's body
parts. And I have to hear a song like that to remind me there are businesses where people act like that.
That's crazy.
I couldn't imagine.
Now, before you do Rodney Carrington, and this, there's no reason for this, folks, except I just feel like doing it, and hey, it's my show.
Yeah.
They did a song, I played this once before, it's called... Now, this is another thing, and please don't take this the wrong way, but I'm not the only person that feels that it seems like very gradually the whole world is turning gay. It's just everybody's turning gay. And this is a song called Since My Baby Turned Gay. It's a good one. You're gonna like this, I think. Hang on. What the heck? What's wrong with this thing? Wait a minute.
Couldn't be the opera.
All right, do yours. I lost it. Okay. I got it recaptured here. What's yours now?
This is Rodney Carrington. He's I don't know if he does regular country music besides, but he does a lot of funny songs, funny country songs. So, and this one's Letter to My Penis. So.
How long is it?
About 2 minutes.
I share with you. It's called A Letter to My Penis, y'all.
Perfect.
Dear penis, I don't think I'd like you anymore.
You know what? I have heard it. It's funny.
You used to watch me shave. Now all you do is stare at the floor. Oh, dear penis, I don't like you anymore. Used to be you and me, a paper towel and a dirty magazine. That's all we needed to get by. Now it seems things have changed. I think that you're the one to blame. Dear penis, I don't like you anymore. But he sings, dear Rodney, I don't think I like you anymore.
He's a pretty good singer, too.
Yeah, he is.
Cause when you get to drinking, you put me places I've never been before. Dear Rodney, I don't like you anymore. Why can't we just get a grip on our man-to-hand relationship? Come to terms with truly how we feel. If we put our heads together, we'd just stay home forever, dear penis. I think I like you after all.
Hey, that's good. All right, now my turn. I have, I think I got it working here. Pinkerton Bowden, Since My Baby Turned Gay. Please work. Please. There we go.
Whole world is going downhill since my baby turned gay. Everything was fine until she went the other way. I don't sleep like I know I should. I don't enjoy my livelihood. Nothing don't taste as good since my baby turned gay. Pride shattered and the ego shrunk. All I want to do is get sloppy drunk. I never ever would have thunk my baby turned gay. Said a phone done hit the road. One is me. It's a cruel world cause I'm a fool for girls. So is she. I'm never gonna be the same.
Pinkard and Bowden.
Yeah.
Since my baby turned gay. And Dan, when you send me a message and my computer is not muted, it makes that sound. So that's what that sound is that people are hearing. Dan shooting me people on the phone while I'm trying to play a song. So there you have it. I don't think... let me see if there's just... oh, there was a huge hit. All right, one more quick one. There's a huge hit. And Dan, don't shoot me, and I am, while the music plays.
Okay.
This was in, I want to say, well, 60s or 70s, I think. Sammy Smith was her name. Her only big hit that I know, Help Me Make It Through the Night. Tina, do you know that song? Take the Ribbon from My Hair. Kris Kristofferson wrote the song. It's a beautiful song. Take the ribbon from my hair, shake it loose and let it fall. Help me make it through the night. Here's their version. It has nothing to do with a love story or anything. It's just, you know, Pinkard and Bowden. Here we go. Hope this works.
Never ever compliment.
No, no, no. That's the one I just did. Hold on. I'll get it. Help me. Come on, help me. This has got to be
it's a good thing you're not a DJ.
Here we go. Here we go.
We appreciate that. Thank you. You know, we mentioned that in country music there are a lot of cheating and drinking songs, and we did a cheating song for you.
So guess what? You're right. We're going to do a drinking song for you now. Yeah, and by the way, this particular drinking song... we cheated on. Take the rose bush from my hair. Shake loose all them little thorns. What's the sprinkler doing on? So damn early in the morn. Crawling home at 5 a.m. Sidewalk sure is hard.
What a voice that guy's got. Yeah.
I guess I drank too much again. Help me make it through the yard. I don't know what's right or left. I'm too drunk to even stand. Why the devil won't you help me? Please take your foot off of my hand. Put some coffee on the stove. And we'll go try to find your car. I can't hack it all alone. Help me make it through the yard. And get my lawyer on the phone. Help me make it through the yard.
You're listening to 550 Country. I'm David Lee. Got Bobby up, Bobby Young, and I hope you enjoyed Pinkard and Bowden, and more to come later on. But we got to do some business here because we got commercials to do and cars to sell. You know what? I play that stuff, and honestly, it makes me want to go back and do that music again. I had the greatest time. And I know there are people that hate country music. They diss it all the time, and they act like everybody listens to country music is just a dumb hick and a hillbilly. And certainly, a lot of hicks and hillbillies like country music, but so do a lot of CEOs and a lot of other people I know. And that was a great time. We hired those guys a couple of times, and I'm telling you, I laughed so hard. A lot of the stuff they did, you couldn't even play, because it got even dirtier, like the poop shoot boogie and stuff like that.
Well, but what's dirty about that?
They're so funny. And you add to the fact that they're actually decent singers. And Sandy Pinkard, who was the little guy of the two, one's a great big guy, and there's a little guy, is a great songwriter. Wrote some really wonderful songs that other musicians and actually singers have recorded. So let's not make this guy wait any longer because he probably doesn't want to wait any longer. Didn't have time. John Londoff Jr. How are you, John?
I just text messaged Dan. I'm like, hey, come on. I got to, you know, I said, I got to get going. I'm good. We're busy.
Well,
that was really fun, though, listening to that.
Well, I don't know if you heard the Since My Baby Turned Gay or Sexual Harasser, but
These are guys who are not afraid to make fun of things we let get out of hand, like the whole sexual harassment in the workplace.
Politically correct stuff.
And they came along just at the right time to make fun of that stuff. So how's everything at the dealership?
Everything is unbelievable. Very, 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 very busy. Great. I don't know if it's just consumers just all huddle up and get together and say, hey, let's go buy a car at the end of the month. And even though this month of March, whenever a weekend ends on a Saturday or a Sunday, then that Monday, all the manufacturers put, you know, the business, like, you know, Monday is April the 2nd. So all of the great incentives that are available right now go through next Monday. But people aren't waiting. I mean, there's a lot of great listeners, either AM and the PM coming in.
Well, they're the greatest. Those are the greatest listeners there are.
They're very smart. They're all extremely intelligent.
Probably some people got their income tax returns, too.
Yeah.
You know, you're very smart, Tina.
Wow.
Yeah, she is. Sometimes she plays the dark-haired blonde.
Yes.
But it's an act.
No, she's so sharp, she can't even play that act.
There's a big brain under that hair.
Oh, she's played it very well, trust me, a couple of times.
Where
she acted like she
hair.
Didn't get a joke. Remember that piano when she acts like she doesn't get a punchline?
And then 2 minutes later, she goes, oh, now I get it.
Yeah.
That's a great act.
That's a good act, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so,
pro bono.
Here at Lawn Enough Chevrolet, and then, you know, customers comment, your listeners comment, they're like, everyone seems so happy here. Well, it's what we put in the water. No.
What is that? Can you ship some
of
that over here?
Great people. You know,
it sounded like. I'm sorry. Excuse me, John. Can you what?
I know.
She said ship, but it did sound.
It sounded like you were talking about expelling it from your posterior.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Wow.
Man,
just to be safe.
Well, you talked about something in the water, and Peon says he said, "Can you
ship some of that
some
over
of
here
that stuff over yeah. here?" And it almost sounded like he was saying, "Can you sh it over here?
Yeah.
Like, blow it out of your."
Well, those guys probably could have made a song about it.
Well, that wouldn't even make any
Peon,
sense.
Just to be safe, would you edit out what you just did?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, all right, good.
I'm glad. I don't want anything, you know, on my show.
No, we don't want it either. We don't want it to be on your part of the show.
Yeah, come on.
Tell you that.
Well, pick it up. Clean it up a little bit, will you?
All right, John.
Sometimes those thoughts of yours, just you can't control yourself, can you?
No. that's the truth.
But you know what? You know that. You know, let's not have fun in the workplace. I mean, you know, we're a very professionally run organization, but we have fun. And I want to make sure that when customers come in here, they see employees happy and smiling, and of course, greeting them.
I was in there one day, and Lisa was there, and I said, "Hey, you look really nice today." And she didn't sue me. She didn't sue me or anything.
Wow!
So you can do that there. It's that kind of place.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
Oh my God!
Thank you so much, Frank.
Maybe I need to go get funny talking, man.
Uh-oh. I'm telling you what, boy. So, hey, thanks for asking about my hearing too. I can obviously sense the concern.
Oh,
did you get it fixed?
I'm on the track.
What does that mean?
Dr. Edelman, the best. So I'm on some antibiotics and some ear drops, and you know, I'm just not a guy that likes to take pills or I don't get sick. I don't know. I
love pills.
Very blessed. I don't get sick, and this is like right now talking to you. It's just weird because, I mean, the left ear is. I mean, if somebody would come behind me and start whispering, like, I'm not going to hear him.
So yep. You have an ear? Do you have an ear infection? Is that what you have? Or you,
yes, I have an ear infection.
And how does he think you got that?
I don't know. We didn't really get into that. That's
did you have your ears where they shouldn't have been?
Yeah.
What are you trying to imitate?
Yeah. What is that?
Sort of things.
Yeah, what is that?
Well, meaning out
in
the cold,
I mean,
like a
know,
duck blind, a damp, cold.
It hasn't been cold.
You didn't
for
have
a very
your ears
long
protected.
Time.
Like with earmuffs or something, you could have gotten
earmuffs. What?
So next time, like you're sick and you're on the air, and you know, it sounds like you're in a tunnel. Can I make fun of you?
Sure.
Where were you? What'd you do? How'd
sure
you get
you
so
can.
Sick?
Sure, you can.
Okay. Well, I really don't I know how I got the ear infection. Okay. Just
well, think about it though. You look at all the ways you could get it. We pick up a phone in an office. Who knows whose ear was oozing on that phone? Well, you don't know.
Man.
You don't know. people put on, you know, maybe you, somebody, here, listen to this, and you hold something up to your ear. Yeah, it could, a lot of ways you could do that.
So, John, does everything really clear right
now?
There you go again.
It's not funny.
Making fun of the guy, making fun of the old guy, but the, you know, that can't hear
the
car guy.
Not
what
even
is it with everyone wanting to make fun of, you know, the car guy, Johnny Law? It's not nice.
Well, I read,
and a lot of your listeners come in, and they really, you know, they look and they're like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "Why?"
Oh, all the abuse.
They're so mean to you on the air.
They defend you.
That's okay. Good. You get sympathy sales then.
You know, and so you know what they do? They buy a car.
Yeah, sympathy
makes them feel
there
better.
They feel so sorry for me. They have a great experience. They buy a car. They buy a truck. You know, like a Chevy Cruze at 16.9, which is crazy. 16.9 for a brand new 2012 Chevy Cruze. Ask if there are any 2000. We haven't had a 2011 since August. And that's just what an unbelievably hot and popular car that is. Chevy Malibu's down to 18.5. Unbelievable. Base model. Chevy Equinox, 21.5. And are you sitting down?
Yes.
I'm not. Hang on. I will be. Okay.
Wow, that was kind of loud.
It wasn't.
Loud.
Well, your hearing is already working.
now he's got super
sympathy. It's a miracle drug.
Yeah.
Well,
What? What? $9,000 off Silverado extended cabs and crew cabs.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Come on, are you kidding me?
You could take that discount and buy yourself a really nice pre-owned vehicle.
No,
you don't get a check for $9,000. You mean it's $9,000?
Well, you're saving that.
But that money you saved.
Well, yeah,
you might have
saved,
thought
yeah.
you were going to spend. You take that difference and go get yourself a second vehicle. Forget it.
Is that it's a good thing. It's
is
a
that
good
not
thing,
a good
man.
Thing for somebody to buy two cars?
That would be
a two for one. We have a lot of people that buy two vehicles at the same time.
You gotta love those people.
What's so funny, man?
No, you gotta love it when somebody comes in and goes, "Yeah, we'd like to buy two cars."
Oh man, yeah,
that's a good day.
It is a great day.
And in Memphis, Tennessee, Elvis Presley long ago went into a car dealership. It was a Lincoln. They had a Lincoln. The Mark IV had come out. He walked in and said, "I want five of those." And he wrote a check. I saw a copy in the Memphis paper of the check he wrote. For five cars, and they interviewed the salesman, and this guy said, "This is the greatest day of my life." He said, "I didn't have to do anything." This guy walks in, Elvis Presley, "I'll take five," writes a check, tells us where to deliver them. Wouldn't you love a guy like that to come
in?
John?
Hello?
He can't really can hear.
Are you there?
I don't think he has
any. Passed out.
Are you busy?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
And you're talking about a Lincoln Mercury dealer.
I'm telling a story about a car that doesn't even exist anymore.
Oh, he's still sensitive.
In Memphis,
that,
Tennessee. You're so sensitive. You're so sensitive. You are.
You got to help sell some cars. It's the end of the month, Frank. I mean, the pressure's on. Chevrolet, they're looking to their top dealers.
Yeah, what do you think somebody's going to hear that story and go, "You know, I was going to buy a Chevy, but now I'm going to go down to Memphis and get a 1970.
And wait for them to sell Lincolns again.
Yeah. It's like. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Can you do an Elvis impersonation, Frank?
Well, as a matter of fact, I can. Elvis, would you come in and... I'll be happy to have thought. You know, I remember back in the 60s, Mr. Landoff Jr., a senior, he was a great man, and he sold some fine vehicles, and I, at one time, I considered coming to St. Louis to buy a Corvette.
Wow.
You know, even with my bad ear, that sounded a lot like Elvis.
Well, it did. It really did. Thank you. Thank you.
You know, we're here late tonight.
Yep.
And we cannot wait to listen. I mean, listen. God.
You know what? What are you on? You on some kind of medication?
Yeah. Sure,
like
those were just
two or three
antibiotics?
Delays in response? Are you on something? What do they give you to take? Antibiotics and what else?
Now, you're making fun of me again.
No, I'm not. We're concerned. What are you taking?
You're totally making fun of me.
What are you taking?
Antibiotic. I'm not taking anything weird.
Okay.
What am I on?
I think it's not just one
of
us.
I'm high on life. How's that, buddy?
Oh, that's what a beautiful.
Get that your pipe and smoke.
That's what they're putting in the water.
Yeah. Hey, John, do you do any impressions?
Any at all?
I'm not going to do any today because I can't hear.
Well, it doesn't matter. We're the ones that have to hear it.
Yeah.
You don't have to hear it.
No, I'm doing an impression right now of a very, very happy Chevrolet dealer in beautiful Florence, Missouri.
That's a good one.
Had an unbelievable lunch at Hendel's Market, and Christine and the family, they're buying two vehicles from us. Huh?
Okay, I was going
to
say, yeah.
She's like, well, I have three trade-ins. I said, well, that's going to be hard for you to get all three trade-ins here. Well, then we'll come to the market, Hendel's Market, in beautiful Florence, Missouri, and we will appraise your cars.
Okay, that's a good story.
We're going to have lunch there pretty soon, Frank.
Okay. Should be free now that you mentioned it three times. We ought to get fed for nothing.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of free, I mean, those pickup trucks are almost free, so come and see us.
Okay.
1375 Dunn Road, Interstate 270, Washington, Elizabeth Exit, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, 24/7, 365, Lawndoff.com. Mary Beth Pettis, second, her unbelievable internet team. And love your listeners, unbelievable people, and just have fun every time they're in here to visit and buying a car.
We hope you get your hearing back because it's kind of throwing your comedy off a little bit.
Your equilibrium.
anything else mean you want to say to me before you hang up?
Comedy equilibrium is throwing off. No, well, here's what I'll say to you. They're on the way. We'll send them to you.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks.
All right, John.
Bye.
Bye.
Everyone drive safe out there, kids. Bye.
Thank you. All right, is he gone?
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah.
He's so sensitive. Yeah. Well, tell the story about Elvis in the early 70s buying a Lincoln's, and then he...
just silence. Yeah, he didn't say it. Yeah, he's just...
Oh, thanks for chilling Lincoln's. They didn't even make a Mark IV anymore.
Guess you should have made up a different car.
Wow. Yeah, I guess I should have just lied. He said he bought Corvette. Didn't you know what he said? We didn't buy him from me.
Yeah.
You're the dealer.
Probably right.
I think the medication has made him...
Yeah.
Extra, loopy. Overly sensitive. So we'll take a break, and then we're coming back. So don't go anywhere. If you'd like to call, we'd love to talk to you. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. We will be right back.
With a look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Hey, Tim.
Hello, Tina. Well, it looks like on Watson Road eastbound at Laclede Station, we've got some water main work that's going on. The right lane is closed. It should be fixed by 8 or 9 this evening. Now, also on westbound 40, just a little slowdown, Hampton through Clayton Skinker and then 270 through Mason. Southbound 270 looks like the volume's just starting to build. And eastbound 40, that's slowing from, looks like around Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by the new 2012 Kia Soul. The new 2012 Kia Soul, a new way to roll. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or go to mykiasaintlouis.com for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, it's Trish Gazelle for True Clean Carpet. I had them at my home to clean a couple rooms, and boy, does it look great. The best thing about True Clean Carpet, dry time just 1 to 2 hours. So I was moving the furniture back in the first room by the time they were done with the last room. They also use a total green solution. They don't use soaps or detergents like the other guys, so that doesn't leave a residue. You'll notice there's this crunchy residue when people use a soap or detergent, which attracts dirt quicker, so your carpets don't stay clean longer. But not the case with True Clean Carpet. They use a total green solution. Call them today, 314-427-9500. They were voted as the best carpet cleaning service in St. Louis by readers of St. Louis Home Magazine. You need to call now and take advantage of the four-room special. Four rooms for just $139. You can't beat it. TrueCleanCarpet.com is the website or the phone number. Once again, 314-427-9500 for True Clean Carpet.
Now here's a pitch to Shannon. Swung on. Deep in the left field. Back goes.
Hey, Mike Shannon here. You know, when I think about my 50 plus years of being involved in Cardinals baseball, I think about the greatest fans in sports, the rich tradition, and I think about winning 11 world championships. The Redbirds are going to go for 12-12, and we hope you'll join us all season long right here at the ballpark.
Listen to these Cardinal fans up here, man.
Single game tickets are on sale right now at Cardinals.com.
Fans, season tickets are on sale now. Season ticket packages are available for a full season, half season, which is 40 games, or a 27-game plan. If you're a season ticket holder, you'll have the first chance to buy postseason tickets, and you'll also receive discounts at the official Cardinals team store.
Ring and a long one into right center. Get up, baby!
This is Cardinals General Manager John Mozeliak.
On behalf of the entire organization, we want to say thank you to the best fans in baseball for your incredible support over the years. Get your season tickets at Cardinals.com.
Get to a better place.
Interest rates have plummeted. At American Equity Mortgage, we have rates and APRs now in the threes, and that can save you money, hundreds, even thousands of dollars. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. If your rate is not currently in the threes, you are paying too much for your mortgage. Whether you're looking for a fixed or adjustable rate, we can save you money, and that will get you to a better place. Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999, 314-878-9999. Don't wait for rates to go up. Call today to lock in a low rate and APR in the threes. Call now, 314-878-9999, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. For rates and APRs in the threes, call now, 314-878-9999.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
This is your last chance to take thousands off MSRP at West County Nissan. Maximus, $8,500 off or $239 per month. Muranos, $8,500 off or $259 per month. Plus, take $5,500 off Altimas or $149 per month. West County Nissan, located just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. For more, go to westcountynissan.com. 2011 models in lieu of all rebates and incentives. Financing through NMAC on in stock units only. 39-month lease, TTNL included. 12,000 per year miles. Pricing per month, $29.95 down.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Sliced pepper tenderloin with rosemary potatoes. Just $7.99 tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
In Florissant. A great place for great steaks at great prices. Sliced pepper tenderloin with rosemary potatoes. Just $7.99 tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
Dunn Road at Graham and 270. Online at iacovellis.com.
Want to vent about some really rude behavior you've encountered? Join me. I'm Marie Dubuque for Manners by Marie. Right here on Sundays at 3 o'clock. On the Big 550, KTRS.
You've heard me say many, many times that I think if you know how to do it, it's easy to sell beauty products to women, hair care products, lotions, colognes, and I pay close attention to, you know, when I see Andie MacDowell or Cheryl Teach or any of these women, for you know, CoverGirl, or especially these women's products where they show them washing their faces. It's always a slow motion where the beads of water, you know, a cascade down their faces. And then they get to the product that you're going to be rubbing onto your skin. And what I really find hilarious is the names of the ingredients, like, and now containing Hydrate XL. Yeah, which means probably it's water.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So last night I'm watching, and I don't remember the lotion, but I just caught the end of it, and it said, with broad spectrum SPF. Not just SPF, but broad spectrum SPF.
Ooh.
And I thought, I got to have some of that. That sounds like some good stuff. Now,
only
I gotta,
for women.
Oh, do we have any Burke segment, by the way?
Just one quick thing I can mention.
Here with one quick thing is Eon the Peahawk.
We were talking about Angry Birds yesterday and how they make their money since their app is free.
Right.
And so then the last night and today, last night I was at the store, I saw Angry Birds Band-Aids. And today,
it's a huge industry.
Oh yeah, and today I saw a huge kiosk at the mall, and it had a bunch of shirts and. Mm-hmm. So,
I think they're even stuffed little stuffed animals.
Oh yes, yes. So I don't think we need to look anymore.
So the offshoot marketing is probably they're making so much money they don't have to make.
Just
it
give
on
your
the
game app. Away for free. Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else? No, anybody else? All right. If you want to jump in, we have a couple of minutes. Not many, but a couple. 314-969 KTRS toll free 888-550. KTRS. The Illinois Congressman, Bobby Rush. Do you see him on the floor of Congress with a hoodie?
Oh, yes.
I heard about that.
Maybe the dumbest, stupidest looking thing I've ever seen a guy do. And then they removed him from the floor because on the floor, when Congress is in session, no head coverings or hats are allowed. Now, this guy decides to put on a hoodie to make a point. I think his point was stupid because, if anything, when he pulled the hoodie up, you know what he looked like to me? A robber. That's what he looked like to me. Because if you look at these convenience store videos and you see these people coming to hold him up and put a gun on the guy, what are they wearing most of the time? Hoodies.
Right.
That's what they wear.
To conceal their, their hair color or whatever.
And I have a very interesting question for everybody out there. You don't really have to call and answer, but something to think about. When we talk about this profiling thing, I'm a huge fan of profiling. Please don't call and tell me I'm not Hispanic or black. I know that. I've been profiled and had a cop tell me he stopped me because I was being profiled, and I thanked him. Okay, let me just throw this out. What if this kid had been wearing a ski mask? There's no law against that, and everybody should have a right. I have two ski masks at home, and I mean the eye hole, nose hole, real ski mask. I use them to shovel if I have to go out and put some salt or shovel the driveway at all, or be out in the cold. They're great, and you have every right to wear them. They're not illegal. Now, if you saw a guy with a ski mask walking around in it, wouldn't you think, whoa, I would.
Yeah.
And if you see somebody nowadays with a hoodie, it has become sort of the choice of thugs and punks and criminals when they go into these places. And I might add, there are places of business, usually banking-type institutions, where the sign specifically says no hats, no sunglasses, no hoodie. You cannot go into that financial institution dressed like that. They won't let you. And I'm not making that up. There's some places with signs like that, and I think they have every right to put those signs up. I have time for probably one quick call. We'll make it Randy. Hello, Randy. How are you?
Yeah, hi, Frank. How you doing?
Great.
I was out of town last week, and I normally follow the news real closely, but this Trayvon thing kind of caught me by surprise. I didn't know what they were talking about for the first couple of days, and I watched it patiently, and heard the kid got shot, and he was going to get his little brother candy, his Skittles, and
yeah.
It was terrible thing. Well, then I just waited patiently. I'm like, there's got to be more to this story. Then you start hearing he's suspended. Then you start hearing in his backpack they found marijuana. They found jewelry.
Stolen jewelry.
I mean, all this stuff's coming out, and then the Jesse Jacksons, et cetera, are saying, well, no, that marijuana is that's totally irrelevant. It doesn't matter. And he's right, it is. But why they had all these marches where the kids were all carrying Skittles, and I mean, that's totally irrelevant too, right? I mean, he was making them out to be this goody two-shoes kid, and he really, really...
No. I am so glad you said what you said, because the initial report was this angel who's never, and even one of his relatives says he never did anything wrong. He never did anything to anybody, and he was gunned down and shot dead. Burglary to
the mother came out when they came out with the report that there was marijuana. The mother said, "Oh, the police leaked this. They're trying to ruin my child's reputation." Well, no, they're not doing anything. The reputation's already there.
Now, let me tell you something.
It's coming out.
I think. Look. When a person has a history and a past and there's a pattern, it shows they are capable of not being perfect or angelic, as we all are. So
right.
To portray somebody as the perfect little angel who was just for no reason gunned down, and I'm not defending this guy, and I'm not taking either side. I'm just saying
said. I was waiting.
No, I'm with you.
Surely it can't be as squeaky clean as all this.
No, listen, he's been charged with vandalism, truancy, possession of drug paraphernalia, had a burglary tool in his backpack, and stolen jewelry.
And the guy that shot him did all the right things. He called 911. He said he lost sight of the kid, and then the kid came up from behind him and punched him in the nose, laid him on his back, was beating his head against the sidewalk. There's witnesses to say this, and the kid is what? He's angelic, like you said. I was like, I've heard enough. And now you don't hear as much about it.
Well, you'll continue to. And here's what else you're going to hear. Now that the case has been made that this guy is a victim and the other guy is, without a trial, guilty, no matter what else comes out, there are going to be people who want this guy lynched, who'll say, well, all this stuff is fabricated, or now they've made it up to cover their butts. That's what's going
to
happen.
They want justice, but I mean, that's exactly what everybody wants. Let's let it go to trial, and let's, you know, the fact that he wasn't arrested, it sounded like he was in self-defense. He should not be arrested,
If he should be, I hope he is. Randy, thank you for the call.
Thanks, Mike.
He has a great point. We need to wait till we hear everything. And now we're starting to hear more. It still doesn't mean the guy was justified or not, but just, you know, let's give it time and see what happens here. The Good Feet Stores. First time I went in, I left and came back because I was in a really, really big hurry. I was in too big a hurry, and I had to be somewhere, and I shouldn't have gone in the first time, but I'm glad I did, because at about 10 minutes I had to leave. Now, they would have gotten to me in about 15, 20 minutes, but I looked at my watch wrong, and I thought I had more time than I did. But the 10 minutes I sat there, I watched the first time I'd ever been in, two customers, first time I'd ever been in, an older lady, probably 80, and a firefighter, big strapping firefighter. And I got to watch this guy. I watched the expression change on his face. I got to watch, I could feel that for the first time ever, whatever it was that was bothering this guy, who's on his feet a lot, firefighter, heavy set guy, he'd found the answer, and it was at the Good Feet Store. I didn't get to stay and see what happened with the little old lady. I hope she found relief, too. And I hope you do, whether it's plantar fasciitis, whether it's something, a pain in your knees, your neck, your back, your hip, could be coming from your feet. Give the Good Feet Store a chance. That's all I ask. Just give them a chance. Take you 30 minutes, maybe. And then you're going to know before you walk out of that store whether or not you found pain relief, and you might have one-stop pain relief. The Good Feet Stores on Olive, west of 270, across from Friday's, South County on Union Road, across from Macy's, Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's, or you can go to goodfeetstlouis.com. That's goodfeetstlouis.com. Don't go away. We got other stuff. Dr. Doug will be with us in, I don't know, half an hour or so. Stick around. 4 o'clock, Big 550 KTRS.